USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scientist Andrew Huff worked from 2015 to 2016 as the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research ahead of the COVID-19 outbreak. As a whistleblower, Huff now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for a lab leak out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology as early as 2016. OPEC Plus said Sunday it will lock in current oil production levels. That suggests the world's leading oil producers are uncertain about the direction of crude prices. It locks in a 2 million barrel a day production cut that was decided in October. The cap is set to go into effect today. Congress is looking at legislation later this week that would scrap the Pentagon's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members. A rollback of the policy would be included in the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. The Supreme Court is taking up if businesses can be forced to do something they don't want to do. Katie Lewis has more.
Oral arguments on whether businesses can refuse to provide services for same-sex weddings will be heard by the Supreme Court today. A designer in Colorado wants to decline creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because those marriages are in conflict with her religious beliefs. However, state officials say the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act goes for all businesses.
Residents of Moore County in central North Carolina faced a second night of freezing weather without power on Sunday after vandals opened fire with guns on two electric substations in what's being called a targeted attack. The FBI in Charlotte is investigating. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
A group of 25 Taylor Swift fans from across the country are suing Ticketmaster for fraud and intentional misrepresentation after last month's ticket sales debacle, the company said was due to overwhelming response. The 33-page lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles, California. The Tennessee Attorney General, Jonathan Scarametti, vowed to investigate Ticketmaster after his office was inundated with messages from irate Swifties.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Family confirmed last night longtime star of Sesame Street, Bob McGrath, died at the age of 90 at home. McGrath appeared on Sesame Street in 1969 as neighbor Bob Johnson. Country musician Toby Keith has updated his cancer fight.
Toby Keith confesses his battle with stomach cancer is pretty debilitating in his first interview since revealing his diagnosis earlier this year. I'm thinking about getting back into fighting shape, the should-have-been-a-cowboy singer, 61, says in a sneak peek of this weekend's CMT Hot 20 Countdown. I need a little bit of time to just rest up and heal up. Last fall, I was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and I've spent the last 6 months receiving chemo, radiation, and surgery. So far, so good. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.